It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The presidential campaign season has made for some strange bedfellows, with former presidents deciding not to support their party's nominee. Arizona Senator John McCain was criticized by Donald Trump and then criticized for not criticizing Trump and saying he would still support him. Well, now the Arizona Republic has endorsed Hillary Clinton, the first endorsement by the paper of a Democratic presidential candidate in more than a century. And with us to talk for a few minutes about that is Joanna Allhands, who is AZ Central's digital opinions editor. She's also a member of the Republic's editorial board. Joanna, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So for my sensitive listening ears here, has hell frozen over or not?
It might seem that way to some people, but I think, you know, probably people who have been reading the Arizona Republic's editorials for probably almost a good year now, this shouldn't be a surprise. You know, we have had this conversation with readers for many months talking about just the things that really trouble us about Donald Trump. You know, I mean, it started many months ago with, you know, him throwing people out of rallies and mocking reporters and, you know, has only become more troubling since. And, you know, we laid this out in our primary endorsement when we actually went with John Kasich. And, you know, it was one of those things where we just couldn't support him, you know? I mean, and I think anybody that's read our stuff would know that.
Joanna, take us behind the scenes a little bit, if you would. How many members of the editorial board are there? Did you guys hash this out together? Did someone ultimately make the final call?
Well, you know, it's really been a conversation. And it's something where there's 9 members on our board. And, you know, we've been talking about this stuff for months and months and months and months. And so, you know, it wasn't something where we kind of sat down and had sort of a vote per se. You know, we've been talking about this with readers for a long time. And so we sort of really just looked at, you know, everything that had been going on and made the decision that way.
So is this more pro-Hillary Clinton or more anti-Donald Trump?
I'd say it's both. You know, it's definitely a reaction against Donald Trump. But, you know, we're not just saying like, oh, well, Hillary Clinton is the lesser of two evils here. I mean, we say that she has the experience and the temperament to lead. So, you know, I mean, we see good things in her.
Let me be real hypothetical on this. Based on what you said about the primary and the board endorsing John Kasich at that time, if this were a more conventional Republican candidate and one who maybe had the experience, had displayed that he or she had depth of knowledge, could this have gone another way?
Possibly. Oh, yeah. I think definitely.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that were pointed out in the editorial. And I was actually struck by a paragraph, which I don't have in front of me, but it was about sort of the character of Donald Trump and some of the things that he says about people and whether that is, not saying this verbatim, but whether that is presidential or not. How mm-hmm. much does that really come down to it, the fact that this person needs to be a good representative in the sense of this country? It's not necessarily as much about points of view on issues, but just being a good representative from that office.
Right. I mean, you know, it kind of comes down to, and we sort of have this kind of as a subhead in the editorial, is who do you want with their finger on the nuclear button? You know, do you want somebody who can kind of fly off the handle and say things that just are not becoming of this country? It's concerning.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. We're talking about the Arizona Republic's endorsement of Hillary Clinton, the first endorsement of a Democratic presidential nominee by the paper in more than a century. And my guest is Joanna Allhands, who is AZ Central's digital opinions editor. She's also a member of the editorial board. And Joanna, this was done beforehand, but was there anything that happened in the debate earlier this week that would have influenced any lines that came about in the final editorial, influenced any members of the board to even be stronger in their feelings about this?
No, I think that, you know, and you can read the editorial that we wrote live with the debate. I mean, really, Donald Trump, you know, he came out strong and he did a good maybe first half an hour. But he kind of faded after that, you know. I mean, it was like the infomercial was over and, you know, Hillary really took over and showed, you know, her true colors, I think. And I think that was reflected in our editorial about the debate.
As more and more people use the paper digitally, as they go to AZ Central, and perhaps there are fewer conventional letters to the editor, I want to know, as a digital opinions editor, have you been getting a lot of reaction, whether it's last night when the announcement was first made, this morning when people read it in the hard copy? What have readers been saying about this?
Okay, so we've kind of basically broken the internet on this one. it's actually been incredible. About 500,000 people have read our endorsement already. We've had like more than 120,000 video views just on AZ Central, and about that amount on Facebook Live when we did this. I mean, Dan Rather has retweeted, he's shared it on Facebook. There's just been crazy amount of response on this, and the comments from people, we are trying to keep pace with all of them, but there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of comments from people. And it's probably what you would expect. Obviously there is some negative stuff, some people who are very, very upset with what we've done, but there are some positives as well. There are people who say, we understand that there's a difference between news and opinion and that you guys have taken a stand. We really tried with unveiling this online to be transparent and to be open about it and to talk about why we're doing this, why this is significant, because it was the first time in our paper's history to endorse a Democrat over a Republican. And hopefully, at least, people will take that into account as they're reading things.
And as you said, there have been thousands, so you haven't had a chance to read all of them, maybe just a few of them. But was there a feeling that most of the people who responded were passionate one way or the other? Or was there a pretty good, did you have some people who, as you said, were a little bit more thoughtful about it? They weren't necessarily, Hillary is the person I want, or Trump is the person I want. Why did you guys do that?
No, it's both. There's both. The people who it doesn't matter what we say, Hillary Clinton is corrupt and, she's going to go to prison and yada, yada, yada. And then there's the people who fire back, well, Donald Trump is just as worse and he's going to get impeached and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's that kind of rhetoric that you probably would expect in a polarized election like this one. But there has been. I actually would say that I am somewhat pleasantly surprised by some of the people who have jumped in and said, no, wait, let's step back here and let's talk about this rationally. Ultimately, we make an endorsement because we want to influence the conversation. We want people to think, and if that's what we do, if our endorsement can make people think critically about the issue and can help inform their vote, we've done our job.
Joanna Allhands is AZ Central's digital opinions editor. She's also a member of the editorial board for the Arizona Republic. We've been talking about the paper's first endorsement of a Democratic presidential nominee in more than a century. Joanna, thanks for the conversation.
Oh, thanks so much. Appreciate it.